The members of the board who wish to access the meeting may do so according to agenda, which was posted yesterday. Individual comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If an interpreter is needed, comments will be translated into English and the time limit shall be extended to 6 minutes. At its discretion, the board may limit the total time allotted to public comments and set new term limits for individual comments. Board reserves the right to mute and remove a participant from the meeting if the participant is unreasonably disruptive. There are arrangements for disability modifications that are available on the agenda that was posted yesterday. So Sean, could you please take attendance?
Ian Connell?
Here.
Nora Crivello?
Here.
John Flaherty?
Here.
Fia Oman?
Here.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Present.
Katrin Wright?
Here.
And JP Anderson?
Present.
Okay, attendance has been taken.
Okay, the meeting will come to order. Sean, are there any public people, public members of the public, sorry, who have made a request to speak to us?
There are no public speakers.
Okay. We'll move to item section two, and I want to tell the board members that some of you have expressed the need to have this meeting for an hour and having to leave at 4 o'clock. So we're going to do our best to conduct the business of the board within that time frame, and I would ask board members in our discussion to try and aim for that target if at all possible. So Kevin, moving to the Watsonville Prep School facilities and board members and staff discussing plans to utilize 407 Main Street as the permanent home, would you please take the role of discussion leader?
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for being here. Board members, we're so grateful for you giving this project so much attention and time. I know we sent out some extensive materials recently regarding the questions and concerns that board members had regarding plans for fundraising, the construction timeline, as well as mitigation plans or remedies in the kind of worst case scenario. So information was provided to the board regarding those matters. One quick update is that we have been approved for the building permit and the contractor is there right now as we speak. I'm looking at my phone to get a picture of the stamped permit. So the building permits are being picked up right now by the contractor, and our attorney is right now meeting with the landlord's attorney along with the lender's attorneys, trying to settle all remaining minor issues. I feel they're minor because they're really issues between the lender and the landlord at this point, having settled all of the deal terms, business terms on the lease. So those are the two updates I wanted to share. I think at aside from those three topics that we provided materials on for the board requested an opportunity to hear from staff members, both the directors as well as leaders from WPS regarding this project. And so I'm going to pass it off to John and Katrin to kind of frame that and use this time for that purpose. And then afterwards, I'll be happy to answer any questions on any of the materials or other items.
Thanks, Kevin. One staff members, and by staff members, I mean executives, teachers, anyone who's on the call, just a couple of comments. The board is interested in hearing your opinions and your frank opinions with respect to the decision that's before the board in terms of approving 407. And We have confidence that we have gotten a sense of what the pluses and minuses are of the decisions before us, and that Kevin has successfully sort of conveyed the issues before us. But as Katrin indicated last week, and a couple of other board members, for those of you who are not attending the meeting, this is a momentous decision having to do with a great deal of the future financial wherewithal of Navigator, both in terms of the Watsonville project as well as Navigator as a whole. So we want to ask you all to comment on it with the understanding that this is, we're looking for honest and frank discussion, as well as we'll probably be asking you to evaluate the commitment level in terms of what the board is doing. And I think Katrin can talk a little bit more about that. But I think in this situation, you're at the board, we want you to, we're speaking here as a family, a Navigator family. And we want this to, we want you to be confident that that's what we're interested to learn about and with respect to the board. Thanks. Katrin, I know you had something else you wanted to underscore.
I just wanted to say, our role as the board, I believe, is to either approve or not approve recommendations from the staff on important issues. And this isn't certainly one of them, both because it plays into our financial health, but also because it has a long-term impact on the health of Watsonville Prep and what a vision of success looks like 5 to 10 years from now for those students and where they are and how the community feels about where they're housed in their learning environment. This project, I think, will require 150% commitment. I like to say like a Yoda-like commitment. So not like a, we're gonna try to do this, but we are going to do this. And for me as a board member, speaking for myself, to make a vote to approve a project, I need to understand that commitment from the staff. And so I actually feel in some ways like the time for discussing the details is behind us. If we don't make a vote today, my understanding is that that is a vote to not move forward and the deal won't go forward because of the terms of financing. So like, this is it. Like, this is the team. The team has to call a play for the last 3 seconds of the game. And what I want to hear from the staff is, what's the play that you're recommending that we run? And are you going to deliver on it? That means delivering on enrollment targets, on funding. And I know these are hard, big targets that will be difficult. And a few years from now, there could be many reasons we could point to for why this project didn't work, but there'll be one reason that we can point to for why it does work, which is that the group comes together and works tirelessly to deliver on this project together. Doesn't take no for an answer, takes obstacles as hurdles to be jumped over, and will be something that people are immensely proud of. But it will require that of everyone, regardless of whether people had concerns in the past. And I say that for the board too. If we all decide to do this, if the staff puts forward a forceful recommendation to approve this and the board approves it, like, we are locking arms in doing this. We are asking as a board what we can do to help fundraise, et cetera. So I would just like to hear from the staff the recommendation and the commitment to doing this. Because in order for us to vote on it, we need to understand if that recommendation and commitment is there, so that we can all do that together. Because without it, it won't happen. And with it, it could be incredible. And maybe it makes sense to start with you, Kevin. But I think it's important for us to hear from you in particular, but also some of the key leaders that will be asking you a year from now, where are we on fundraising? Where are we on enrollment? What's going on with the families? And so those are going to be questions we'll come back to if we approve this deal today.
Well, I am confident that there is the significant level of commitment amongst our staff to make Watsonville Prep work, in that the 407 project and all that it entails will only help us deliver on the dream that we want to provide for the community and for our staff. So I personally am very committed to doing all that I can to make it succeed. And I could only say that knowing that I have the support of the team behind me. And we've gone through a lot of internal dialogue to really identify where the gaps and challenges are, and feel that everybody has had many opportunities to kind of voice their concerns so that we are able to make sure that we are addressing those concerns as we go forward. That said, I think it would be great if we just kind of allow the staff members to share their perspectives, if that's something that the board would like to hear more from. So
before the other staff, thank you, Kevin. And before the other staff members speak, I want to say something that I was trying to say before that didn't, maybe I wasn't successful. This is a situation where we're sort of, you know, as the old Irish story goes, a bunch of kids come up to a wall and they throw the cap over the wall that they can't get over. And now they've got to find a way to get over it to get the cap. What we'd also like to hear from the board members, if we weren't, all of us believe, but want to hear that you're committed to the way to go, unless you think it's an impossible path, whatever path we're being discussed. The second thing is we'd also like to hear there are a couple of different paths here. This isn't necessarily about 407. We have to decide about 407 today. But if you all say, look, I'm committed to wherever we go, but I've got some, I'm scared, I'm frightened about this, or I'm not sure this is the right decision. I mean, I'm there 100%, but I'm not sure this is the right decision. We want to hear that too. That's one of the reasons why you're at this meeting in the context of staff and being called on. So if I wasn't specific about that in my first set of comments, I'm sorry, but go on. Kevin, why don't you take over and identify staff members per...
Okay, well, I'll just to reaffirm, I believe that this is the right decision for us for Watsonville Prep. And so I just made a list here. Why don't we start with Sharon? We'll go Sharon, Kirsten, Amy, Melissa, Benjamin, then James and Andy.
All right, and I won't take too much time. I am reminded in this big move to make this decision of when we started dreaming about Navigator probably 14 years ago and all the steps that it took, and there was nothing, no school, nothing. And there was a day where I was calling my bank to say, what would happen if I took money out to help support, because we didn't have a check yet for the school, but we all knew we needed a school and we needed it to happen. And in fact, today, just really quickly, one of the founders sent me the line drawing of the compass today. She said, I found this in my stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh. So much of it was on facts, you know, we knew. But serendipity also, and the building, you know, different connections of things that happen are also part of the magic of a project like this, that there are so many coincidences as well as hard work. So I'm 100% in agreement, 150% committed to doing what I can do to help with the fundraising, with continuing to inspire folks around our little blues downtown and how much hope they present to the community. So.
Thanks, Sharon. I wrote mine down. I had a boss who made sure that I put my thoughts in order. I don't know who that was, but I'm going to just read my statement. Although my feelings of extreme concern have not changed regarding the possibility of locating WPS at 407 Main Street, I have proven my commitment to WPS and its success numerous times to date, and will continue to do so regardless of the board's decision. My objection to 407 is multifaceted, and while it originally stemmed from feelings of concern regarding safety, The location has issues with both traffic and attractiveness to members of the community, not always focused on the right side of the law, as well as a strong need for significant outdoor play space. It also includes concerns regarding the image this portrays of us as a corporate entity. Finally, I have significant concerns regarding the financial impact this decision will have on the organization as a whole. The fundraising goals make me nervous, as does the possibility of the future of our other two sites being negatively impacted by this decision. And in an era of COVID-dictated recruitment efforts, the focus on increased enrollment is definitely worrisome. All that being said, however, I have worked hard to ensure Navigator has been able to even have this choice to make today. Whether it was preparing for the Planning Commission meeting, conducting town hall meetings for families and staff, securing support for 407, or compiling materials for the various funding opportunities, I have shown my commitment to our students, staff, and organization is far stronger than my objections to this building. If the board votes yes today, then my efforts will immediately be employed to make this as exciting of an opportunity as possible. We will update staff, families, and the community on the activity in the building, use the promise of a permanent location as a recruiting tool, work to become an integral part of the downtown community, and work to use this as an opportunity to build a relationship with PVUSD. And if the board votes no today, I will immediately focus on how to build and strengthen the relationship with PVUSD to provide a more stable home for WPS, or double those efforts with the Santa Cruz County Office of Education to do the same. The engagement team will provide our families and the community with the importance of a strong education, regardless of circumstances. Finally, my commitment to Navigator generally and WPS specifically goes far beyond any decision the board is going to make today. It is tied to the successful future of every single WPS shark, regardless of their circumstances.
Thank you, Kirsten. I always hate going after Kirsten. We have been asked this question many times over many months, and my answer is always the same. Like, I am so engrossed in the business side of it and the financial side of it that that's most of the time what I can speak to. And so while as a Navigator, I will always be 150% committed to whatever we move forward on, I don't have a really strong opinion on whether this is in the best interest or not of WPS. I can definitely say financially, we have modeled every model we could possibly think of, and every model has come out looking good, looking like we can make it work no matter what happens. And so while I don't have a strong emotional thought about whether it's good or bad for WPS, I just know that it's doable.
Melissa, you're next.
And my internet is cutting in and out, so I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and you may or may not hear it. So first, I'd like to speak to my commitment and first start with, as an employee and leader at Navigator Schools, I would like to think and feel positively about the fact that I have worked with my colleagues and the staff as a whole to, as Katrin mentioned earlier, stand arm in arm and move forward, despite at times the approval of WPS comes to mind, where it seems almost impossible. We do what it takes, and regardless of the decision, which side the decision falls today, as far as a vote to move forward with 407 or not, I will continue to stand arm in arm with my colleagues to make sure that our students and our organization succeed. To speak to how I feel or my concerns about the building, I first want to speak to mine and I think the entire team's desire to guarantee a stable single home for WPS. I know that the community wants that. We all want that for our WPS community. And beyond that, I do have concerns about that we've talked about before, also regarding safety connected to the location of the building. Outdoor play space, specifically the lack of an outside space that doesn't require travel, and ultimately, and more, as Amy and Kevin share with us, the multitude of budgets that could, you know, scenarios that could possibly take place, I more and more am concerned for the financial stability and sustainability of Navigator Schools. I don't like to think that someday WPS will not be renewed, but it is a part of our reality that we have to worry about that. And so just thinking about the impact of Navigator's financial state worries me immensely. And I will end with where I started, in that my commitment to specifically the 407 project, and beyond that WPS, and beyond that Navigator as a whole, has not and will not waver despite what I may or may not be concerned about.
Who's next?
I think I am. Hello, everyone. First of all, I just want to say, no, this decision is not an easy decision. And we've been going through this for years, and it's been a gut-wrenching experience with the hope of one day offering WPS students or Navvies out there their own site. However, my stance is I'm completely against the 407 building option because of I don't see demand yet. We talk about being data driven, and we look at the data, the last 2 years, we've been under enrolled. And if you look at our current wait list and our current lottery signups for this year, and then of course next year, they're minimal, very, very low. And so my concern is, where is the demand that shows we need to do this high risk, financial risk that I, in my opinion, is what it is. And we don't have the demand as of yet. And this is also a very different turn than we've had at GPS and HPS. In our experiences, we've had high waitlist numbers at both GPS and HPS year after year after year, high demand year after year after year. And in my opinion, I'm not seeing that nor experiencing that at WPS. I care about our Navvies there, but I think we need to have the demand set. We need to have the parents crying for us, yelling for us, wanting for us. And the wait list and the lottery signups is a piece of evidence that show they want us there. And when this is such an expensive, long-term project and we don't have the demand yet, it makes me very uncomfortable and very uneasy on that sustainability for many years to come. And not only that, we haven't reached our first charter renewal at this point with the district. And we know, I think about 8 years from now, we'll have to face the district and the county once more. I don't feel we've established our foot ground in Watsonville just yet. And so all of these reasons I've laid before you are my strong reasons why I do not support this decision at this time. Now, on the flip side, if you all vote yes, my reasons for no on this go out the window. Because when we talk about commitment, we are a family, as John said. And no matter what differences we might have, disagreements, different feelings, I as a Navigator Blue through and through, as we say, will work my hardest. I don't care what percentage you put on it, 150, 200,000 times 1.5, or put a Google number on it. I will put my heart, my mind, my soul, even from Colorado, fly out there once the whole pandemic thing is over and I can come out and not be quarantined. And I'll make sure that this building function runs, is safe and works, and do everything I can to support my colleagues, my fellow directors and chiefs, to make sure we do what we need to do to make sure 407 is successful. And so I just want to say thank you, A, for asking for all of our opinions and thoughts. And I truly believe in this team. I truly believe in the team's commitment to see Navigator be successful. Thank you again.
Thanks, Ben. Next.
Hi, everyone.
James, thank you for speaking from your witness protection program, giving your silhouette.
Yeah, I am so sorry. This is the worst time of day.
No problem.
I tried to, my son sleeps over there, so I didn't want to show that son.
Of course.
I remember being at the beginning of this whole journey with Sharon, and I'll still coin a phrase from Kevin, the original baller, Sharon Waller, and how much love, effort, impossibility the path looked like from the beginning and all the way down, getting through Gilroy Prep School, getting Hollister Prep School open, the years of multiple attempts to grow and not being successful, and our team's unwillingness to quit or give up or really fail, with the exception of the petitions, which is a political issue, and I think politically motivated, but we don't fail. I was originally against 407 as in the sense that I would not have voted against it probably ever, but I thought there might be better options, and spent a lot of time driving around with Kevin, driving around by myself, going into different buildings and trying to find somewhere else where we would not have to be at the whim of the district, because I personally think Prop 39 is fantastic and it's given us a great opportunity in Hollister and also in Gilroy to work directly with the district, but we're in a different situation with PVUSD, at least in 2021. I hope someday that will change. And over time, and especially when I went and saw the building for the first time, I was just like, the inspiration and the spark of, wow, this could be absolutely phenomenal as a beacon of education, which we always wanted to be here in Watsonville. And I was a vice principal in Watsonville. My kids went to preschool in Watsonville. I know what's going on in those schools there. And it has been, and I unfortunately for a while will continue to be atrocious for our students. I think I disagree with Ben as far as the demand goes. What we haven't done necessarily since we opened is the same level of recruitment that we were doing beforehand. You know, teams of us were out at soccer fields, baseball fields, farmers markets, Target, Starbucks, and we had no problem pulling folks in. So I believe that with the right development of like probably an expanded recruitment team, we won't have any problem getting kids in, because in many ways, I feel like that building in itself is going to be so beautiful that when the parents can walk in and see it, most parents are going to want to try to sign up on the wait list. So I feel like that's not going to be as much of an issue. I think my biggest fear and everyone's fear is what happens in 3 years and what happens in 5 years after that, when we go for renewal. Because that's the risk, is that we, despite having outstanding academics, finances in order, and fully enrolled school, we still are at the whim of a board somewhere that could eventually say no to us. So that's really the only thing the last fear that I have. I would, at this point, despite that risk, let's take the shot for those kids in that community, because there's over 10,000 students in that community right now that have no chance of college. And we have an opportunity to change the face of that city over the 30-year lease or 40-year lease that we will have. And I feel like it's our best shot.
Thanks, James. Next.
Hi, everyone. I'm 150% committed to the idea of moving to the 407 Main Street building. Before we opened the school, I used to picture the kids singing the Navi song at the morning huddle each morning. And now I picture them walking into this new building for the first time and like getting the place they deserve. And not just the kids, the staff and the family too, I think would have access to a place that they deserve. Just think about having a library that's not on a rolly cart, having huddles and assemblies, staff being able to meet in a private meeting room, you know, things that we would expect in the school they would have access to. And I think I'm just really proud of our staff. The last 2 years, if it's taught me anything, it's taught me that we're pretty darn relentless. The SO team, our team, the greater WPS team. I mean, we opened this school. We went from a physical school to a virtual school, which I don't know if I would have said we could have done. And through that all, I think our staff has been 150% committed and has shown that through and through. I do have a few concerns, but none that aren't like outweighed greatly by the positives, like the positive potential I see in the building. I also trust our staff and more than 80% of staff is very supportive of this move. And within that 11.5% are undecided. So it's not like we have a large group of staff members that are against moving into the building. And just building kind of off what James said, and I think Sharon touched on it too. I feel like one of our lines is transforming communities through education. And I feel like what a cool way to do it in the center of downtown Watsonville. And I think we can do it.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Kevin, I think the next item on our agenda, and thank you again, staff, for speaking to us from the heart. And we appreciate your comments, your commitment, and your honesty in what you talked about. It was very helpful. Thanks. I think our next agenda item is to go into closed session and make a discussion. So Ben, if you could put us into the room, that would be great.
John, do you need to vote first to go into closed session?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I always forget the first vote.
Does Norrell move to go into closed session?
Yeah. Second?
All right, who was the second?
Yeah.
Fia seconds it. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed.
Patron, aye.
Oh, roll call. Okay. Sean, do a roll call quickly, please.
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
Nora Crivello? John Flaherty?
Aye.
Bea Oman?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
Katrin Wright?
Aye.
And Nora Crivello?
Aye again.
Thank you. I didn't hear you. The
third aye.
Okay. Ben. Yes. Thank you, Sean.
Ben, way you go. Move?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
To continue to strengthen Navigator all the way forward, including Watsonville Prep in our new space, and the vision that James and Sharon started this organization with continues to grow and build. So I'm really thankful for our founders and for all the rest of us here today.
Thanks, Kevin. Any other comments before I take a motion to adjourn?
I just want to congratulate the staff. You guys have worked miracles in the past. I have no doubt you'll do it again going forward, and you have my full support.
Yeah.
Arm in arm to make it happen. Thank you for all you guys do.
Okay, do I hear a motion for adjournment?
I'll move.
Second?
Ian, second.
Sean, can you take a roll call vote?
JP Anderson?
Aye.
Ian Connell?
Aye.
Nora Crivello?
Aye.
John Flaherty?
Aye.
Fia Oman?
Aye.
Victor Paredes Colonia?
Aye.
Patron Wright?
Aye.
The vote is unanimous to adjourn.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you for all your work on this.
Congratulations to everyone.
Yes.